Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Wu Fei is a classically trained composer, singer, and master of the guzheng, a 21-string Chinese instrument with musical origins at least 2,500 years old. Her years at the China Conservatory of Music helped develop her abilities, but that would change when she moved to California. Attending Mills College in Oakland, Fei was able to experiment musically and, with mentorship, found her voice. In Cap Radio's new podcast, A Music of Their Own, host Majel Connery speaks with Wu Fei about how she overcomes tragedy, developing her sound and a new vision for herself with the support of mentors. That influential mentor and professor would be Fred Frith, known for his work in progressive and avant-garde bands that pushed what instruments can do. This mentorship would also evolve into music collaborations, showcasing Fei's talent and, most importantly, her voice and sound. So with that, we welcome Fei and Fred to Insight. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I want to start with you. Your early musical education began at the China Conservatory of Music, and then you would go on to attend Mills College in Oakland. You know, talk to us about crossing an ocean and going to another country and your musical beginnings, your origin story.
I was basically chosen by a couple of Chinese music professors. My mother told me I was about 2 years old. So my whole life before I actually got to Mills was pretty much I was put on that path. So I was already, you know, 20, early mid-20s when I got to Mills. So it was mostly in the conservatory training with a theory. You know, you can think of hours of practice, which at the time, you know, no child would voluntarily enjoy 6 hours of practice or a 2 minimum daily. So now I look back, I do really appreciate all that foundation that was put on my path. But when I came to the States, I knew, because when I grew up in Beijing, that was the most transforming era of modern China. That was when I was my childhood. So I was fascinated by outside of either China or the music world that one day I discovered from bootleg CDs. You know, that's the my outside of sound of I was through bootleg CDs was I heard Jimi Hendrix, but played on string quartet, which I didn't know any. Either it was actually the Crooner's Quartet playing Jimi Hendrix, and I was, oh, that sound somehow. So I wanted to come to a place where it's just see what's not what I haven't been trained. So maybe as far as I could, because it was just a fascinating world.
Yeah. Fred, you're a well-known multi-instrumentalist. You're also a mentor to Fei. What stood out about her work?
Well, it was interesting because I was confronted with somebody who was confident, extremely disciplined, a virtuoso already on her instrument. And she was studying composition with me. And what was interesting in the light of all of that was the fact that she had clearly spent most of her life doing things that were expected of her. So she was basically trying to figure out what I wanted or what people wanted. And she hadn't spent time figuring out what she wanted. And so I think for me, the interest was to try to confront her with herself and say, well, what do you want to do? And what's the best way to do that? That's how it kind of began.
Fei, what stood out to you about Fred, who was a professor, you know, while you were a student?
First of all, I had friends who just saw my paper where the first day I walked on campus says, oh, do you know who your professor is? I was like, who? Fred Frith. I was like, you know, that was my whole world. It's like, I have really entered an unknown world, but I took everything so seriously. The first lesson I remember walking to, basically played most of my compositions, you know, CD to Fred. And, you know, like my most accomplishment in my first 20 years or something. And then Fred, yeah, looked at me and said, I hear wonderful craft, but I don't hear faith. You know, at that moment, I felt I need to just stop and rethink my life. It was no one in my life had asked me what I wanted, just like Fred just mentioned. No one asked me. I was put on the road to achieve all the expectation, trophy child, trophy student, and anything was given to me, boom, 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 just knock that out of the way. But why do I write music? And so I couldn't also, at that moment, when I listened to the music I wrote again, I was like, I felt I really couldn't hear myself. And Fred told me that, you know, you've got this tremendous training and structure and craft. You are never going to lose it, but you need to just let whatever that you feel come out, and then it's going to form itself. And it was actually the most scary moment to do it like that. First of all, to think like that and then to do it. So, and then now I feel, when I look back with many years of experience, I felt I actually had a very strong pair of wings as a bird, but I never flew. Mm-hmm. I never used my wings. So what Fred, that moment with the enlightenment was, I tried my wings for the first time and I felt fantastic.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's, I mean, beautiful and also profound. And Fred, the reason why you're able to mentor in this way and give this type of really deep advice is because of your own personal experience. You're an original member of the English experimental rock group Henry Cow, released an album on this iconic independent label, SST Records, founded by Black Flag member Greg Ginn. You know, we're going to take a quick listen to get a taste of your creative experience in a creative period in your life. So we're going to listen to a song, Nirvana for Mice. Fred, where did you find your unique voice, you know, that is now shaping other students?
Well, that piece we just heard was written about 50 years ago. And I found my voice precisely in the company of my fellow bandmates. At the time, I was admitted to be a composition student at the University of York, but the band was starting to, as a PhD student, and the band was starting to take off, and I decided against it, much to my parents' chagrin. So I stayed with the band instead of becoming a PhD composition student, and learned pretty much everything I know from the process of collaboration. And so you can't make music without collaborating. So the most important thing you can learn how to do is collaborate well. Even things like how to rehearse properly are useful lessons, because there's a good way to rehearse and a bad way to rehearse. And so on and so on. So I was kind of an outsider from academia. I hadn't experienced teaching in academic situation. I hadn't had an academic music teacher. And perhaps it gave me a little bit of space to think about my work outside of that particular bubble, which I think is, you know, I missed out on certain things for sure. But on the other hand, I could focus on the things that I thought were really important.
And that mentorship,
I think that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. And it also has paid dividends, because not only has your mentorship been powerful for students like Faye, it also evolved into collaborations as well. Fred collaborated on Wufei's album, A Distant Youth, in 2007, along with other artists. So we're going to take a quick listen to a song titled Mad Season. finally, Faye, before we wrap up in the last 30 seconds or so, I mean, this mentorship has been so profound for you. What advice do you have for people in a similar path? Because I imagine you're becoming a mentor as well. How important mentorship is?
I feel like it is really profound experience. I feel very lucky. I would think for whoever's listening is to jump out of your comfort zone to really, and that's the true growth. And that's where you get to taste like dishes, cuisines that you've never tasted. And then how you become stronger is you have lots of multi-nutrients. And then just sticking with the one thing that you know of. So I think that's really my growth. And and Fred has always told me, even when I left Mills, I asked him, what's the one principle that I should have for taking on projects? And he said, always think of something that you think you know you have truly learned something. Mm-hmm. And that's still my principle. And I love it.
And that is a wonderful way to end the show. That is it for Insight today. Thank you both so much for this conversation.
Cheers.
Thank you.
I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, and we'll catch you back here on Monday.